Hello.
Good evening. I'm Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the best following describes how you will vote in general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely
to vote. I am definitely
going to
vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated,
no party affiliation.
What's your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, African American or Black, Hispanic or White or Caucasian?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 60, over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family? Local growth and development, abortion, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, taxes, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, kindergarten through 12 education, climate and environment, access and cost of healthcare, or housing and property
climate and
insurance costs?
Climate and environment.
Thank you. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describe how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic. Lean slightly. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or to the Republican candidate.
No, I'm undecided.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Sienna Osta.
No opinion.
And Mike Caruso.
No opinion.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Probably voting.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
And can you now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish and classification purpose only? As regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
And when you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say that you always vote Democrats? Usually vote Democrats, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or usually vote Republicans?
Usually vote Republican.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say they're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative with your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of a formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, or Islamic, agnostic, atheist, or non-dual? Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
I appreciate your opinion.
Okay. Bye-bye.